It's September 21st, 2016. You're moving at the speed of creativity with Wesley Fryer and, we think, Rachel and Sarah, narrowcasting from Oklahoma City. Well, good evening and welcome to a podcast from the car. We actually had an opportunity this evening to watch a screening of a new film called Screenagers, which was hosted by Christ the King School, Catholic School, here in Oklahoma City. And we want to first give them a thank you and shout out for allowing us to come. They said about 175 folks that had registered to come, and I don't know, there were probably, I don't think there were 100 people. I think there might have been 75 or... I don't know, maybe 100. So, anyway, it was a great turnout for a Wednesday night, and this film is about an hour and 10 minutes long, and if you want to screen it as a school or organization, you actually, you do have to pay, and you can charge a fee if you want to. This was free. We are thinking about whether we wanted to possibly use it for our digital citizenship program at our school. And so, anyway, things worked out this evening where both of our girls were able to attend as well. So, do y'all want to introduce yourselves first, and then we'll ask questions about what it was. You can decide what you would like to reveal, if anything, to the audience that's listening.
Okay.
So, I will go first. I am Wes Fryer. I am the Director of Technology at Cassidy School in Oklahoma City. And this semester I am teaching a after-school STEAM club with our art teacher, Megan Thompson. And I am the co-chair of our school's Digital Citizenship Committee that has been looking for the past year at ways we can encourage good conversations and healthy choices when it comes to screens and technology in our lives.
I'm Rachel Fryer. I'm 13 and I'm in middle school. And yeah, that's me.
And you play volleyball.
And I play volleyball.
That's right.
Hi, I'm Sarah Fryer. I'm 16, and I'm in the 11th grade at Klassen School of Advanced Studies in Oklahoma City.
All right, so let's talk a little bit just about maybe the main themes or main things that kind of stood out for you, just things that stood out. One thing really specific, they talked about a lot of different issues, and they talked about gaming and gaming addiction and first-person shooters. They talked about just overall amount of screen time. They talked about relationships. I was really glad. They had a lot of different speakers. I was really glad they included Sherry Turkle, whose latest book is called Reclaiming Conversation, and I've not read that book, but she's a professor at MIT, and Jay Rosen, and there were some other folks that I definitely recognized and was glad that they included. There was one person, I didn't catch his name, I think his last name started with a V, and I hadn't heard of him, and he was citing studies that were saying when schools have given technology to their students, the poorest students have done worse across the board in reading and math. I have never seen that, and I've done a fair bit of research and reading on one-to-one computer initiatives. So that is something I'm going to do a shout-out to the Screenagers folks just to kind of find out who that source is. You know, overall, I felt it was pretty balanced. It told the story of the family of the doctor, who is basically the main narrator, and how they sort of wrestled with the decision of when to give a cell phone to their daughter and then the contract and stuff like that. So, y'all want to talk about what stood out? Some of the issues or scenes, topics that stood out?
One thing that really caught my attention was the fact that when they were talking about the young girls, they were talking about Instagram likes, what they looked like, were they using filters, they cared about what they looked. And then when they were talking about the boys, all they talked about were video games. They didn't mention the girls playing video games, they didn't mention the guys on Instagram or anything, and I just thought that was really interesting. Another thing that I found really interesting is that they only mentioned not texting and driving or not being on your phone and driving one time. And that was the mom just barely mentioned it at one point. And I thought that was a really big deal because it is a really big deal in our society, and that has caused a lot of deaths among teens.
Continue talking about the issue about the Instagram likes. I know one of the big issues here is identity and identity formation, and how the role that media plays in identity formation. They did have a sexting story, a story of a girl who had shared a sexy picture with a boy and then, you know, got embarrassed and it got shared around. But that, there's that issue, but just the whole issue of identity formation and how important it is on what's reflected back to you. And, you know, I had heard and read some stories about, you know, kids deleting pictures if they didn't have a certain number of likes. And daughter of the narrator talked about, you know, fake likes and being able to visit certain popular Instagram people's pages and comment, and then how that would boost your own number of likes that you had. I think the whole issue of identity development in young people is, well, and in people in general of all ages, is really huge. And the role which social media plays, perhaps constructively, and certainly there can be, you know, destructive and harmful ways that it can be an influence too. Anyway, that was a really important topic, and I was glad that they picked up on that. Rachel, what's something that stood out to you?
Talking about in the thing with like kids and technology is when they were talking about sleep, because some parents would want their kids to like put their technology in their room or give it to them so they wouldn't have it when they would go to bed, but then when they like did have their technology with them when they would sleep, they would get less sleep and maybe be distracted. And that's like pretty true, because we don't, when we like have our we take our technology with us to bed, and that might affect it, but I don't know, it's just, I don't know what I'm saying.
One thing that I was really glad that they talked about during the film was the fact that the parents were noticing about themselves as well, and that they were trying to make an effort to pay attention to their kids more. One thing that I noticed, and I even noticed in my own family, is that sometimes I'm trying to talk to my mom and she's on her phone or she is watching TV or something, and with my dad too, but it's very frustrating when you're trying to talk to someone and you feel like you're not getting their full attention. And it was something that parents expect their students, or not their students, their kids, I mean teachers too, to look up and pay attention to them when they're talking to them. And I just thought that was a very good thing to bring up.
At the end, I was really glad to hear them and watch and see them talk about digital citizenship and talk about choices, and not just the negative, but, you know, how are you going to make your footprint? How are you going to define yourself? You know, how does what you project online, how are you going to be intentional about that? And I think that it's important in these conversations not to just focus on the negative and the outliers. I mean, well, the message of balance and being healthy was certainly a message here, and I think that that's going to be true in almost anything, whether it's eating or exercise or, you know, academics or spirituality or just about anything. But the powerful physiological draw of the screen and the effect that it can have on the brain was definitely something that was drawn. So I have a question for you girls. What kinds of limits or boundaries have we had as a family, and do you think those have been good or bad, and does this make you think about those? Rachel, you talked a little bit about, you know, being able to have your phone in your bedroom and things like that. What talk about limits and boundaries you've experienced with technology and phones, and what this makes you think about.
it's just this film made me very appreciative of having parents that care enough to set some boundaries. Some of the boundaries being not texting or being on my phone after midnight. For the most part, that's because I'm not on my phone watching TV on it. It's because I'm working with my friends on homework. But I think that's a very good boundary, and I'm thankful to have those boundaries so that I am not pushing myself and I'm still being able to get some sleep.
So kind of looking back on, I don't know, just like what I've experienced, my parents haven't really set a bunch of boundaries, and I think it's kind of good because they've given us like the freedom to like explore and know what works best for us. And like by having that freedom, I kind of like, I know what's like best, and I can like have what's word. It's like self, like discipline, where I know what to do, and I don't know.
So you mentioned the word self-control or self-discipline. It's okay. Yeah, they did mention that in the movie, and it made me think about that. And that was one of the really positive things that it talked about. They discussed how long exposure to screens can actually decrease empathy. But Sherry Turkle, who is the MIT professor that they quoted several times, she was probably as quoted as any expert in the whole film, which is great. She talked about how, you know, it's not like it's over, there's no hope, there's no chance, because even like 3 to 5 days, I think they said, of not having exposure and access to digital screens can really have a big measurable impact on empathy and on self-control. And that is something that we can cultivate. So I actually think that one of our goals in our digital citizenship program should be the cultivation of self-control, and probably that has crossovers to other things. Like if we think about, you know, eating, or if we thought about alcohol, you know, when kids get older, when we become 21, you know, consumption of media, consumption of food, consumption of drink. I mean, all of these things we need to be regulating. And, you know, it's interesting how in some schools we've seen in recent years the removal of pop machines and candy machines and things like that. And that's basically an acknowledgement of how those kinds of choices can have negative effects for students. But, you know, I think it's similar with phones. They talked about the banning of phones, and they told a story of a New York school, I think it was Roosevelt High School, where they had a ban, and I had read about this too.
No,
where
Roosevelt was in Washington.
Was it in Washington?
It was all of New York schools.
Oh, it was all of New York schools. Thank you, Sarah. But then they went back on it. So they had a whole cottage industry that was letting people pay to check in their phones when they went into school. It reminded me of one of our high school teachers, upper division teachers, that I just visited with in the last week, who, this is interesting, I took a picture of this, maybe I'll put this in the show notes, she has little plastic Ziplocs, and she's duct taped them, and she's had to put duct tape at the bottom, because sometimes, she said, the boys particularly will push, will kind of throw their phone so hard into them that it, you know, they punched a hole into the bag, but they're clear plastic, and they're just right on the front of their desks, and sometimes they'll get them out, and they'll use them, and they'll do a Kahoot game, or they'll look stuff up on the internet, but, they will generally have them in there, and they're visible, and so they're not, you know, in their lap or in their pocket, and there's been some positive feedback. So, I don't know, that makes me, I might actually see if I could do an interview with her and then some of those students to kind of talk about it, because I had not ever seen that in a classroom. Okay, so my last question to each of you is going to be, who would you recommend, well, do you recommend this film? If so, who do you recommend sees it, and why? Sarah, you get to go first.
I recommend that this film is appropriate and necessary for anyone who has a phone to watch. I mean, basically that's like, I'm thinking fourth grade and up. And that's what the Christ the King school, that's who they showed it to. So I think this could be beneficial for all ages to watch. And that is because there's, no matter how old you are, you can get something out of it. Even if it's just that maybe I should go outside and play with my friends and not spend 5 hours a night on playing video games.
I think this, like, movie, film should be for anyone who has a phone, maybe, or is just getting a phone. Fourth grade and up is probably when they would be getting one. And just so, and also their parents should see it too, so their parents and the kids can get beneficial things and tips out of the film, because it really is kind of eye-opening and just can give you an overall view of the responsibility and things that are important and you need to know when you have a phone.
Okay, awesome. Thank you guys for being good sports and letting me talk to you and give questions. And I guess I would have that as the concluding thought, that I think conversations about this are really important. So one of the things we've talked about on our digital citizenship team is trying to serve as catalysts of conversations for parents and for students. And so I think there is some good potential for this film and similar films to be that kind of catalyst. But as we think about maybe having a screening of this film, we were talking, those of us that, there were three of us from school that were there, we talked about, you know, maybe having a breakout conversation and then perhaps having parents have a conversation together and then kids. And we have a program called FCD, which addresses alcohol and drug abuse prevention at our school. And I think, you know, that model, there's some of that happens where some video and films and things like that are used, but then, you know, students have a chance to be able to discuss those separately, and parents do as well. So conversation piece is pretty important as well. So I will include in the show notes a link to the website where you can find more about the film and how to screen it in your area if you're interested. The film is Screenagers, and they are also on Twitter, and I'll include that in the show notes. So thank you all very much for listening, and hopefully you are hearing this on Speed of Creativity, which is my primary blog, and every once in a while we're putting out a podcast. I am actually doing a almost weekly show now. In fact, tonight is the night of our show, and that is edtechsr.com, the EdTech Situation Room. And so my friend Jason Neifer, who is up in Missoula, Montana, and I get on YouTube Live, and most Wednesday nights talk about the latest tech news through an educational lens. So if you want to check out more frequent episodes, head over to edtechsr.com. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Moving at the Speed of Creativity podcast are independently produced by Wesley Fryer and are licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Only license. Learn more at www.speedofcreativity.org.